They aren't counted as state employees, but temporary workers play a significant role in the operation of Vermont's government. In fiscal year 2013 alone, the state spent more than $15 million on wages for temporary workers. And the state workers' union says things are getting out of hand. Michelle Salvador is a substance abuse prevention counselor at the Vermont Department of Health and the first vice president of the VSCA's Board of Trustees. She told lawmakers earlier this month that temp workers have in many cases become stand-ins for positions formerly held by full-time government employees. Unlike state employees, temps don't get paid sick days or other benefits, and Salvador says increasing reliance on them has undercut workers' rights, eroded the strength of the union, and deteriorated the quality of services being delivered by government agencies.
This is horribly unfair and inconsistent with Vermont's values. It is disrespectful of the hard-earned collective bargaining agreements of state employees, and it leads to disruption and sometimes chaos in state government.
Jeb Spalding is the secretary of the Agency of Administration, and he says the use of temp workers long predates the Shumlin administration. Spalding says temps often offer the most efficient and cost-effective solution for government needs, such as seasonal parks workers or flaggers on summer highway projects. But Spalding says the administration is willing to consider cases where long-term temps are functioning as full-time state employees and bring them on the government rolls accordingly.
In instances where there are people that are working a lot of hours a week for long periods of time, we are looking at those situations and think that we ought to be careful that we're being a responsible employer.
The union is pushing for legislation that would require the administration to offer full-time government employment to temps who work in excess of 1,040 hours per year, an average of 20 hours per week. Spalding says the state can't support the request, but he says the administration is working on a compromise package with the union and lawmakers. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.